Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Beltway Blitz time on Grant and Danny, brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murat. They're going to help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Good buddies of ours and big supporters of the Grant and Danny radio program. They'll take good care of you.
We love them, guys. They make a hard thing easy. Got to do it. Got to be a grown-up. Got to write all those important things down, and they will get it done for you.
Beltway Blitz. We're going to cover the Stanley Cup Finals, which are ongoing, plus some Caps news with TJ Oshie retiring yesterday. The Nationals and the Commanders all coming up this segment, so let's get after it. We start with Steve Wino of the Associated Press. Swino, what'd you make of the Oshie retirement announcement yesterday? Caps really rolled out the red carpet. I found myself wondering, you know, Oshie well-deserving, but what are they going to do for Ovi if this many people are out here for Oshie?
Yeah, GPI, I mean, this guy's a fan favorite, we know that, and just how beloved TJ Oshie is as a player for the Capitals for all those years, the chugging the beer through the jersey at the Stanley Cup parade in 2018, and just kind of what he's meant to this team. It was an expected announcement. I mean, I think we all knew this was coming, but it was nice to sort of see TJ Oshie have his day, to have his moment, and maybe Nick Backstrom will have that, maybe he won't. Maybe these guys are all sort of different human beings, but it always felt like the right place, the right time, the right situation to sort of let TJ Oshie feel the love, because he didn't really get to say goodbye. He knew that it probably was his last game when the Capitals lost to the Rangers in game four last year and got swept. He got the picture and all of that, but he didn't really have that sort of the standing ovation, all of that. Maybe some fans knew, maybe it was just a guess, but it was nice to get it, to see him actually be able to sort of enjoy the spotlight and be able to say goodbye.
It sounds like, speaking of Backstrom, he wants to keep playing for now in Sweden and isn't ready to hang him up. Is that fair?
I'm not sure that's the case at all. I don't think Nick Backstrom's going to play in Sweden. I know that
wasn't that out there. Wasn't that a report I saw at some point?
There is, and I don't believe there's a whole lot of truth to that.
Gotcha.
I don't think. I don't think so. I could see a possibility that he wants to sort of be involved with his kids' hockey and that sort of thing, and maybe get back onto the ice. But it would be very tough. And correct me if I'm wrong if this changes. But I don't believe Nick Backstrom will be involved in competitive hockey when he goes back home.
What did you make, Swan? I don't think we've talked to you about this. What did you make of the entire Ovechkin retiring, not retiring, translated interview sort of saga? It just felt to me like they were trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube there, that the word may have gotten out.
No, I think it's one of the dumbest storylines I can ever remember, because it feels like a lot of wasted energy for something that, no, it's not official. Yes, things can change. But we kind of all expect that because Alex Ovechkin's contract is up after next year, that it's going to be his final year. I think a lot of hubbub was made about the email that went out about Nastia's interview. It's one of those things where I think we all kind of know it's coming, but also, like, life changes. If what if the stock market crashes or goes the other way and Alex Ovechkin and his family change their mind? A lot of things in the world can change. It feels more like one of those things where, unless Alex Ovechkin wants to come out and do the sort of farewell tour like Marc-Andre Fleury did, just let the guy play. Let him play next season. Enjoy it. Expecting it to be his last season. But it feels like a whole lot of wasted energy when nothing's really happening.
Spencer Carberry, Jack Adams Award winner, is Coach of the Year. What'd you think?
It deserved, and a runaway winner, and he should be. This guy has done such a terrific job with this team, and I would argue his coaching job last year, in his first year, is better. It was even better than this one, and I think he got a little bit disrespected for all the work he did to get the Capitals in the playoffs in his first season. But Dean Evason, if the Columbus Blue Jackets would have made the playoffs, may have been sort of in contention for that. But just the way Spencer Carberry was able to squeeze so much out of the group and all of those other things, that it was a slam dunk that he was going to be Coach of the Year.
So I know when Florida scored that touchdown last night, do you think they were going to go for two?
No, it wouldn't have surprised me if they did, because they kicked the crap out of the Edmonton Oilers last night. It was almost one of those name your score sort of games. The Florida Panthers could score at will, even when they got that late power play. Paul Maurice kind of called the dogs off, and our old buddy Nate Schmidt was running the first power play unit. The Panthers were great. The Oilers were terrible. And in talking to everybody today, everybody around the series thinks it's going to be more like games one and two moving forward than the mess of a lopsided game that the game three was.
Swino, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you, buddy.
You got it. Let's talk baseball. Nats finally getting some reinforcements. Mark, you know, we track the minor leagues pretty closely on this show, and we've been waiting. AAA, dominant performance, big-time power. The call has finally come. How much will Bruce the Bat Dog help the boys moving forward?
I can imagine, guys, that there's a few people wondering how Bruce the Bat Dog got called up before Brady House got called up. That's a little unfortunate. But maybe it's the first of many moves to come. You know, they got Andrés Parra up now, Bruce the Bat Dog, and maybe this weekend we'll also see Brady House. If not then, hopefully not too much longer. I got to believe we're getting close to that point, right?
Position for Bruce the Bat Dog, and where in the order would you anticipate him hitting?
Well, I've got to assume he can run well. So if he can get on base, let's make him the nine guy and be sort of that second leadoff hitter.
Ooh, maybe turn it over from the bottom.
DJ. Yeah, yeah. How do you like that? How do you like that thing?
Maybe go center field, gap to gap. He's like a Jacob Young profile.
Hopefully he hits a little more.
Yeah, I was going to say, hit about the same. Bark Zuckerman with us. Yeah, you guys have your fun. In all sincerity, they can't score. Remember Arizona when they scored like 9,000 runs per game and now all of a sudden they can't hit? What's going on?
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. It feels like it was only, a week ago, 10 days ago, something like that. This has kind of been who this team is. It feels like within two innings every game, you have a sense, are they on tonight or are they off tonight? And they either crush the opposing starter or they don't have it and they have a hard time finding it. And I think some of that's inexperience, sure. Some of that's who they're facing. You know, they had to go up against DeGrom the other day with the Rangers, so that's a tougher matchup, obviously. But you just want to see a more consistent approach. And I think the most common theme in these games where they're not scoring runs, they're really swing happy. They're not taking walks. They're chasing pitches way out of the zone. If you're not, you know, in a good groove offensively, you know that's not going to be the case all every night. At least have a good approach at the plate. Work the count. Maybe drive the pitcher's count up a little bit. Draw a walk. Try to, you know, send it to the next guy behind you. I think that's where they've been lacking. And I don't know what's going to come together in New York against that pitching staff, but you would hope on the next homestand with the Marlins and Rockies, that's where it does start to come back together again for them.
What did you take out of Davey's comments at the end of the homestand where he's like, hey, we'll make changes if this doesn't get through to them? It was anti-Davey. It was not very common. He's good for a couple of those a year, I guess. But like to me, the mediocre team had a mediocre week and kind of crashed back down to earth after scoring 40 runs in four games. I didn't think much else of it. But he's kind of doing this, like, we're ready to win, and we can't have a week like this thing. What did you make of that?
Well, I think there is some frustration with, as I was talking before, the approach of some, not all of their hitters, but of some of them who do have this tendency to just go up there and just swing before the pitchers even let the ball go, it feels like. And, you know, we've seen it from C.J. Abrams when he's in a slump. We see it consistently from Keibert Ruiz. Unfortunately, you sometimes see it from Luis Garcia. And I think the frustration is that it's kind of the same thing happening every night. And, you know, we in the media keep asking them the same questions after these games where they score one or two runs and not much else. And so I think that's where it came from. And yeah, look, whether the rest of the world believes this team's ready to win or not, I do think Davey Martinez believes that they should be better than they are, that they should have a chance to win most nights. You're going to do that when you have a more consistent offensive approach. And I think at some point you do say, if the players feel like, hey, if I keep doing this, if I keep swinging at breaking balls that almost hit me in the foot, but I'm going to play every day, then what's the problem with it? Maybe they need a little bit of a threat of a benching to finally get their act together, perhaps.
Preview this weekend series for us at the Metropolitans.
I mean, it's going to be tough. The Mets have great pitching. You know, I think offensively, at least I haven't checked recently, but like a week ago, the Nats had actually scored more runs than the Mets this year, which I found shocking when I realized that. But they're going to have to work the count better. They're going to need big-time performances from Mackenzie Gore, Jake Irvin, Michael Soroka. But he's not till this weekend. He's not going to.
Oh, my bad. You're good point.
Yeah. So they at least have their top three starters going, give them a chance like that. But like I said, I think you can tell within the first few innings, do they have something going offensively? And if they don't, can they figure it out along the way? That's a tough pitching staff, especially their bullpen, to figure it out late. So they've got to find a way to scratch together some runs early and then hope your three starting pitchers are on top of their game.
Last thing, back to AAA and an actual guy that could be called up sometime, Brady House. 40 man's full, yeah? So what does that look like to get him to the big leagues if and when that happens?
So, yeah, I was a little surprised they claimed a reliever off waivers today from the Dodgers, and that used up that 40-man spot. I thought, if you were about to call up Brady House within the next few days, would you really make that move? Now, that said, look at their 40-man roster. There are other moves they can make. There's a few guys at AAA who could probably pass through waivers, and there's some guys on the IL that could be transferred to the 60-day. So I think they can make that move when they feel it's time. You guys know they tend to like their top prospects to debut at home, so that's why I didn't think it was going to happen on the road here. But you got 7 games coming up at home against the Marlins and the Rockies. That seems like a good time to throw the kid out there and see how he does. Maybe they won't. Maybe they wait until early July. But I think there's at least a chance that we see Brady House on this next homestand.
Mark, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hit that local 53 sounder, please. All right, Kevin Sheehan joins us to talk about that very football team. Kevin, you know the main headline, the big story, Terry McLaurin's not there. I know your team, it's not a big deal. What could make it a big deal, potentially?
He doesn't sign a deal, and he plays 2025 on the last year of his contract. I guess what could make it a big deal between now and then is like the unthinkable, which is things grow really contentious, and he says, trade me. I mean, it doesn't seem like a Terry move. I think this will get done, but worst case is that he plays, I think, in 2025 on the last year of his deal, and I think that that's like a 10% probability.
Kevin, we talk on the show all the time about the edge talent or lack thereof and where the pressure comes from. But to the Commanders' credit, one thing they did address, they got a lot bigger on the defensive line. Clearly that was an emphasis to stop the run. How about the size they've put together, even if it meant some guys maybe they don't get off to the quarterback very well, but to try to stuff the run a little better in a division with Saquon Barkley and Philly?
Yeah, I mean, they got much bigger. I mean, Kinlaw and Goldman and Wise, and, you know, they've said some really nice things about the biggest guy there, Daron Payne, you know, coming back. And really, like, I think in many ways, he's a massive key to 2025's defense, because that's the biggest question mark. That's the mystery, I think, for all of us is, you know, are they any better than they were defensively last year? If they're not, they're probably not going to go to the Super Bowl. They might not even get back to where they were last year in the NFC title game. But yeah, they've got to stop the run. They got bigger to match up with teams like Philly. Let's hope they got the right guys.
I am not bullish on Marshon Lattimore's year this coming season. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know, Danny. I mean, I hope that they got what they thought they were getting when they traded for him, but we didn't see it last year. And I think when I was on with you guys last week, Grant was saying, and I tend to agree, it was a bit irritating that he didn't post for any of those days. I mean, he's new. He's unestablished here. He played poorly when he was even available. First and foremost, he's got to be healthy. Let's hope for that. And then, you know, we'll see what we get. But I'm wondering what they're wondering. I'm wondering if they've gotten to the point where they are now wishing that it works out rather than expecting it to work out.
What are you most curious about in terms of personnel groupings, positions where you're going to be monitoring things, whether it's mini camp or more importantly, training camp?
Well, I think overall, just their ability to be better defensively, stopping the run. You know, they're going to face another slew of unbelievable running backs based on their schedule. But I guess just one position group, I'm curious about the running backs. Like, can Brian Robinson Jr. bounce back? Can he be available? Can Eckler stay healthy? You know, what does Chris Rodriguez bring him? You know, Kroski merits a seventh round pick. I don't have high expectations. I know many in the fan base do, but seventh rounders rarely amount to anything at that position. I'm curious as to whether or not they can be at that position, you know, more dynamic and healthier than they were last year. I thought they were at their best when Eckler was healthy, but with their quarterback who is, you know, in part dual threat, that's not everything Jaden is, but the back should feast based on what the quarterback presents, and they didn't do that last year.
Big picture, Jaden Daniels, any chance he steps back at all? Or like the C.J. Stroud is kind of the cautionary tale, right? I was thinking of those PFF rankings, Kevin, which I'm sure you saw, of quarterbacks. He was sixth just behind Jalen Hurts. Is there a chance we don't think of him as a bona fide top 10 guy league-wide after this coming season?
No chance. If he's healthy, none. He's top five right now, in my opinion, and I didn't see anything that we'll end up watching this year and go, oh, he didn't fix that. What is it that he needed to even fix? I mean, it wasn't obvious to the naked eye. I don't think there's any way if he stays upright and stays healthy for 17 games that we don't get to the end of 2025 and think of him at the very least what we think of him right now.
Kevin, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, boys.
See you, man.
That is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I want to tell you guys about a hilarious ongoing story of a young guy that hit some bets and continues to not cash out on his winnings. And it may end up turning into the biggest mistake of his life. He's playing a little deal or no deal, and he's been losing here recently. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Thank you for making this show part of your day. We know you got a lot of options. I've been following this story very closely. I'm going to plug you guys in on it now because I think it's a blast. Should be a good little discussion here. But is anybody familiar with, he's kind of, I think the internet name is Cash Out Bro. That's now the name. But this is a dude who appears to be about 22 years old. He is a recent college graduate. I think he went to Binghamton University.
Okay.
Okay. He's a dude. You have younger, older kids than I do.
Uh-huh.
My kids are younger. But you know how, like, most kids have the same haircut now where they want their hair to look, like, messy and floppy?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about,
It's like a big moppy hair.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of looks like any guy that just got out of high school. He happened to have just gotten out of college. He made a $13 bet on a betting site. One of the apps like you would use, any of you would use. And he made a $13 bet, and he bet all championships in five major sports. So he went with the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. He went with the New York Liberty to win the WNBA title. He went with the LA Dodgers to take the World Series in October. And then he had, not yet finished, the NBA Finals this year, the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the Stanley Cup this year, the Edmonton Oilers. So $13, random number, right? But he got crazy odds, as you'd imagine. You guess right on one championship team, you're getting somewhere between, I don't know, 10-1 to 100-1 odds, depending on how much of a long shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you string together, if you go 5-for-5 picking the Super Bowl champion, the WNBA champion, the World Series winner, the NBA Finals winner, and the Stanley Cup champion, you're going to do pretty well for yourself. So he got the Eagles bet. In February, he had already gotten the Liberty bet and the Dodgers to win the World Series. So he was 3-for-3, and then he was waiting on the Thunder and the Oilers, and lo and behold, the Thunder have the best regular season in the NBA, and the Oilers are one of the best teams in the West, and now they're both in their championship series. So this $13 bet, Danny, for this random kid who just got out of college, this young man, would have netted him $270,000, and still could. He needs the Thunder and the Oilers to win in the NBA and NHL finals.
Mm-mm.
And a $13 bet turns into $270,000.
My God.
Right before the start of the series is. The way this works, for those of you that don't bet on the apps, when you are looking pretty, whether it's in a one-off bet on a game, I got the Commanders beating the Eagles, covering 3, and the game's about to start, and all of a sudden the Commanders, get their first drive and they go down and score, I get a cash out offer. So instead of my $1 to win 4, like they may offer me $3.23. And it's just a deal or no deal, basically, if you're familiar with the TV show.
Uh-huh.
It's calculated, there's math involved. But they just offer you something to entice you to take a payout, and it's saving their bacon because you're likely to win the bet.
Yeah, they'll pay you something, but not the full thing.
So this dude, Cash Out Bro, who stands to win $270,000 if the Thunder, who are going to win the finals, win, and the Oilers win the Stanley Cup, and that's the risk to me. Now, I say that as they're down 2-1 in the series, but even before the series started, the Panthers were the narrow favorites in the Stanley Cup final. The cash-out offer was $123,000. I know what you would do, Danny. You're not really a bettor. You're not and I don't even mean a sports bettor, although that too, but like you're not a gambler. You're not a... You get $123,000 on $13.
You're plus $123,000.
Where does Danny sign up?
Immediately, yeah. So when we had something similar like this before, and I remember the specific circumstances, I referenced one of my best buddies who, when we don't go all the time, but when we go gambling, when we go play blackjack or whatever, grind at the table, if he bets, I bet the minimum. I just want to sit there and grind out hands.
Right.
He has to bet the table maximum because if he, say, bet $50 a hand, and he wins, he immediately goes, I just lost $900 because I didn't bet the other 450 to get to the table maximum, and I would have doubled it had I done that. He can't live with the loss, whereas to me, profit is profit, right? Like, that's just, I think it's just how you're wired.
So think about this. Mm-hmm. So he's offered $123,000 on a $13 bet. It's the biggest win ever.
Yeah.
But I understand this. You were just referencing this. If I take the $123,000 and then the Thunder, who I know are going to win the finals, and the Oilers, who probably have, before it starts, basically a 50-50 shot at winning the Stanley Cup final, they win the thing, and now I'm out $147,000. Mm-hmm. To me, that is way more painful than the excitement, maybe, of the $123,000 on 13 bucks. Now, you could find a way to be okay with it. Because if you are him, you either take that money and you could put a down payment on a house, depending on where you're living. You could take that money and you could, you know, not have to work for a year.
You do a lot of things.
You could take a sabbatical. Yeah. You could buy yourself the nicest car you've ever wanted. Whatever it is, if you want to put it into a market right away and try to turn it around, put it in crypto, I don't know. Do what you want to do. You cash out, bro. You get the world's your oyster. But he got this offer for $123,000, and he said, no, I'm going to let it ride. Well, now you got the Thunder, after losing game one, they've bounced back here. It's a 1-1 series. They're going to be in a fine spot, I think. In the Stanley Cup Finals, though, the Oilers are down 2-1. They just got annihilated by Florida. So after he turned down the 123 before the series started, the offer before the most recent game yesterday was down to $107,000. So the deal or no deal, they're going to, you know, as it looks less likely to happen.
Sure, if Edmonton, easy for me to say, goes down 3-1, then you might not get anything at all.
Well, and that's the key, by the way. You don't know when they're going to stop offering you. Like, I do this all the time where I go, I don't like this cash out, but I might take the next one. And then there is no next one.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying, you know what? We feel okay about the risk now. They have it all done mathematically in their layer.
Yeah, they know more than you.
But 107, it's not like, all right, just take the 86 so you don't lose out. There's not going to be an 86,000 offer, probably. So he did not accept 107 either. And he keeps saying he is going to roll this thing until the end. And basically, as he's being interviewed, people are asking him about it. Like, dude, it was 13 bucks. Take your 100,000. And he's saying no. So the question he was asked, Darius, I sent you this audio if you want to grab it out of your off your Twitter. But basically, they were asking him, the second video I sent you, like, what is your... The number that you need. And this is what he had to say.
Is there a certain target number that you would want for a cash out?
Yeah, I got a number in mind, and that number is 270. We're going the distance. I keep saying it. 100K is way in the past. 270 is the number.
So there's a very real possibility that the Thunder win, and then he's watching a Game 7 with $270,000 on the line. Now, I just don't think my heart could take that. My anxiety wouldn't allow that to work for me. To say that that's life-changing money is obviously an understatement for a 22-year-old guy fresh out of college. And he acknowledges, like, it's not like he comes from a ton of money or he's rich, I don't think. Like, this is money that will alter his life. But I'd imagine $123,000 would have, too.
That's the point.
So what do you make of cash out, bro, just sticking this thing out? He hit on the Eagles. He hit on the Liberty. Nailed the Dodgers. Now he's got Thunder Oilers.
Yeah, I mean, you know my philosophy. I'm boring to be able to ask. I would try to assess how likely is it to happen, right? And before the series starts, I would go, you know what? This is a coin toss.
So Oklahoma between
Edmonton
City,
and between Edmonton and Florida.
Right, I would say if you give Oklahoma City based on the betting odds, because you could do the math on that, 75% likely to happen, and then the Oilers is much. To your point, it's much more closer to like a 50-50. But let's say it's like a 46% for them and the Thunder is a 75%. Then the overall chance is what, upper 30s or something?
Exactly.
Which feels lower than it actually is when the Thunder are locked to do it. The way I'd view it is the Thunder is a yes. Edmonton's a maybe. So at worst, it's a 50-50 odds. But that's not how math actually works.
Right. But it just sort of going with my own analysis, right? The hard part to get me to this threshold of over $100,000 on a $13 investment, I've done it. Like, I've arrived. I've arrived at victory. Now it's just relative victory. Do you win by a touchdown or do you win by a record number of touchdowns? That's kind of the feeling I would have. So after, if I roll the dice for a game or two games and I see now, okay, Edmonton probably isn't as good a team as Florida, given the first couple games of the Stanley Cup, that gamble, that insurance to see if I have a great chance of winning, that was worth the risk of 16, 17, whatever the difference is between cash out offer number one and cash out offer number two. That makes sense?
Of course.
It's like you're thinking about a player where it's like, we want to let you have one more great year before we pay you. If you have a great year, it's going to cost us more. But that was worth it to us to make sure before we signed you. That's kind of what you did here. Is now, he's got a different attitude about it. He's going for the moonshot. God bless you. I'm not wired that way. But that's if I was to say, let me just see, knowing I won't get as much on the back end if Florida beats Edmonton in game one, because that's the one I'm least sure about of the two remaining finals. If Florida wins, I'll go, okay, this is now a much more uphill climb. I'll take the cash.
Have you seen the movie Uncut Gems?
Yes.
So it was Adam Sandler as a sports bettor, and it was beloved, and his performance got awards. I mean, he was, as a comedic actor who's never actually
serious chops,
had much drama in his game or in his file, like, he showed well. And one of the things people loved about it was you could feel it. Like, the angst of him watching these games, and with each shot, he's pacing, he's ripping hair out of his head. I mean, it's excruciating. But in that those scenes, like, his life is flashing before his eyes because he's putting his house on the line. He's putting cars on the line. He's putting every dollar he has, and you're about to go into debt kind of situation. This kid doesn't really stand to actually lose anything that he started with, if that makes sense.
Yep.
It's $13 on the line.
Right.
But that's not how it's what it's like when you're watching these games. Seeing the videos of him in the arena, because like Bleacher Report's betting site is flying him around to these games now to watch. And his dad, actually, they interviewed him, and he's like, he's already won. I told him the other day, which is not the advice I would give my kid, by the way. But his dad's advice was, like, this site is flying you around and you're going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Like, you've already won, son. You did a great job.
In a way.
My advice would be, hey, that $270,000 would be really, really nice for you.
That's the win.
Let's make sure you get it. That's how you win.
Yeah, this is 15 minutes with a couple of nice trips versus life-changing beginning to your adult life.
Totally. But I do wonder if you're able to separate, like, the anxious, awful feelings while watching these games of, really, I'm losing $13, because that's not how I view it. I view it as, in his case, you are losing $270,000.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've never had it, then you can't lose it. But your mind doesn't know that. They just, all you know, it's like, and I have bets like this sometimes. Now, I'm not a unit shamer here. We don't unit shame
on
this show.
We do not unit shame.
My unit's a lot smaller than this guy's unit, mm-hmm. Okay? So, like, for me, occasionally, I'm watching a game, and if something hits, I might be able to win a couple $100 on a parlay or whatever. And the fact that I only put $25 or $30 on it, I'm not thinking it. I've never once thought, damn, I'm going to be out $25. It's always $230 is on the line. So this is a few $100,000 to this kid.
Version of that, yeah.
Which to him, compared to a normal person, maybe it's like $1 million to somebody listening. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to kind of make that make sense for each person. Andrew's in Warrington. What's up, Andrew? How are you?
Hey, pretty good. This is classic Binghamton, Tony Kornheiser's alma mater.
That's right.
Behavior. So I would normally agree with Grant that he's not really out this if they hadn't given the cash out offer. You have now been given $107,000
right.
And you chose no.
Well, you know
that
what?
Means
that's
you have
a good
put
point.
$107,000
uh-huh. You know what, Andrew? You're right. They basically offered him $107,000. It actually first was $123,000.
Right.
He said no. Then $107,000. So your point is, you had a check handed to you that you tore up and handed back. So basically, you will have
correct.
Lost $123,000.
You let it ride. Your blackjack. You decided in blackjack to take the bet you won, and then you put all the money you just won into it again. You have had that money, and now it is back on the table.
It's actually a really good point. Because I say, well, it's $13. No, $123,000 was found and earned.
Yes.
That was offered to you.
You had it.
The dealer said, here it is, it's yours. The banker, I guess they call it on the TV show with Howie Mandel back in the day. The banker called and said, here's your money. If you keep going and you make less than that, that's on you, bro. So I'm curious, young people. So Ryan, I mean, this guy's a couple years younger than you. But, I mean, he is just loving life. Like, he's texting with his boys. He's being just a bro about it. He's at the game, and he's just, like, literally right after the game, he's like, so he's reading tweets from people, and they're like, dude, what are you doing? You turned down $123,000. He's like, I'm riding, bro, and I'm still riding. We're going all the way. Go Oil. Talking about the Oilers. Like, this is just all fun and games to him. I just wonder if there's ever going to be a time in the future if he gets zero where he looks back and goes, I'm a jackass.
Yeah.
I mean, what I would do... It's, I kind of go back and forth on this. I'd probably cash out because, again, it's just so many thousands that you're going to get and you're going to inherit.
About 107 of them.
Yeah. Just a lot of thousands in there. I don't know, though. But then again, you could risk it and potentially win even more. And then if I think you'll be kicking yourself if, let's say, the Oilers and the Thunder do actually win the finals, and all of a sudden...
That's the killer.
See, that's where I'm different than everybody else. Like, I wouldn't think about it ever again.
Oh, no chance. You 100% would.
Not for a single second.
You just cost yourself another $140,000+.
I didn't. I made a educated, smart decision based on information.
Sure. But if you did nothing, you would have made $140,000 more. So yes,
but again,
you made a bad decision.
The offer is handed to me.
Yeah.
It's now in hand. That's the old analogy about the bird in the hand versus whacking around in the bush.
I'm just saying, working back from the results with the ticket that you tore up when you took that money, that ticket was a $270,000 ticket that you then turned into a $127,000 ticket. Now, I'm not saying it's not a good decision.
Right.
In fact, with kids, there's no doubt what I would have done.
Yeah, it's the informed decision, where the instant you have that you found a profit of $126,987 profit, the instant that happened, I have won. So spike the football, throw myself a party, and have all the money left over. Like it, instant win. Like that's a shame. Could add more. Anyway, I made a smart decision. You know, I can now I'll put my next bet in.
I hope we're all lucky enough to get to make a decision like this one day. $13 bet, by the way.
How did you decide on that, by the way?
It's a random. I mean, I hadn't thought much about the number, but how did he pick all the champions? It's not even like he picked weird teams either. Right. That's what's interesting.
He picked the Dodgers. That made sense.
The Dodgers, the Eagles were one of the top. Mm-hmm. Every single team he picked was one of the best teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Top two or three in their sport. And they all won to this point with two to go. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll go around the NFL in minicamp storylines next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We'll go around the NFL at the top of the hour coming up at 5. Clinton Portis, remember, is on the show at 5:30 today. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Phones are full at 800-636-1067. People want to hop in on Cash Out, bro. So this kid makes a $13 bet. He's got a chance to win over 250 grand because he hit on the first three legs. He bet on champions. He bet the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, the Dodgers to win the World Series, the Liberty to win the WNBA Finals. All of it happened. And now he's got the Thunder in the NBA Finals and the Oilers in the Stanley Cup. Three checks. The Thunder are on their way maybe to a fourth check. The big question is the Oilers. So before the series starts and his chance to go win over 250 grand, the app that he's using offers him $123,000 as a cash out. He says no. Then after a couple of the games are played in the two series, didn't go great for him, didn't go terribly just yet, he's offered $107,000. He says, no, I'm letting it ride. Well, since then, the Oilers got blown out by Florida, so they're now down 2-1 and just got completely worked over, and things are looking bleaker than they have. I just wouldn't want to have to be him living through it. Like, even if you win, the ride to get there is going to be excruciating.
Yeah.
People want to hop in. Let's go to Jake in Richmond on Grant and Danny. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all?
Good, buddy.
I cannot help but see the comps between the scenario and the show with Howie Mandel back in the day. It was Deal or No Deal.
That's exactly right, yeah.
I feel like this is the point in the game where $1 million is up for grabs, and there comes a point where you have to make a decision on whether or not you're going to be frustrated with only making a little bit or having made nothing. And because it was $1 million, this kid could get $250,000. I'd say he's somewhere around, like, let's call it $500,000 in Deal or No Deal. It's kind of like where he's at. It's about half of what he could have made. He's got two choices. He could either walk away and be frustrated that he missed out on a little bit, or leave with nothing. You're going to be frustrated either way. You might as well leave right now, hit that button, take your money, and get out of there.
Well, you didn't mention the possibility of winning it all, though, necessarily. Right? I mean, getting half of what you wanted or leaving with nothing, those are two of the possibilities. It's not really half. It's 107 instead of 250, whatever.
Right.
But there is a third possibility, which is you get all of it. And you get the fame and the fun and the 15 minutes, and you get to go to the Stanley Cup and the NBA Finals because Bleacher Report's flying you around. And then you also cash in for your, you know, 265 grand or whatever. That's pretty fun.
That's pretty great, too. But again, it's about making an educated decision or making an emotional one.
I think that the point you made is perfect, which is this: the way people view what he should do speaks to just the general philosophy of, I would look at that and I'd go, I couldn't deal with the possibility that I got burned for that other $140,000.
Mm-hmm.
That would kick me for a long, long time, especially if it was 107, by the way.
Right.
Now we're talking about,
that's
like,
what, 35, 40% of the 270 total?
I'm leaving 60,000 on the table. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a
160,000.
That's the nicest car I could ever drive, you know, that I would never buy myself. That is, you know, maybe the difference between being able to afford a house or not afford a house on a down payment.
Mm-hmm.
That is 2-3 years in state for a kid going to college. I mean, that's a lot of money that you left on the table. $107,000, don't get me wrong, life-changing money. But whereas someone said, dude, you started at 13, just take the winnings. I'm going, I started at 13. This is all found money anyway. If I get nothing, then I haven't lost it. Although the last caller made a good point, which is, as soon as they offer you 107,
yeah, then you have
lost. Or 123,000,
right,
you have actually lost money now.
Uh-huh.
It may not have been in your bank account, but it was yours if you wanted it, and you said you didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
John's in Leesburg. What's up, John?
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I have a relevant experience in my own life. I'll give you the short version. I bought a bottle of whiskey as part of a collection that I bought from a friend. Tried not to take advantage of him. Gave him what I thought was a fair price for the whole thing. But turns out that one of the bottles was pretty special, and I put it on a couple of websites and offered it up for sale. Long and short of it, the same evening I sold it for $10,000 in cash.
Wow.
To the owner of the Jack Rose down in DC. And there's a sports theme here too, because the bottle was actually made by the Wirtz family, who owned the Chicago Blackhawks. and it's labeled and it's known to whiskey collectors as a Black Hawk edition, a very, very old Fitzgerald. So I sold it for 10 grand. And, you know, I went through the emotions of, wow, this is great. I felt wonderful. I basically bought the whole collection for less than that. I have whiskey for life. Hey, all's great. Until I found out that it's now for sale online at DuPont Liquors for $179,000.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's the analogy from the story from The Social Network. I don't know if it's a real story or not, but the Justin Timberlake's character tells Mark Zuckerberg, where it's like, he sold Victoria's Secret for $1 million, whatever, $2 million, retired, everyone's happy, right? Well, a couple years later, it goes public, and it's worth X number of billion, and he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
So, like, some people can't think of the money that they lost had they not done, or had they, you know, had they done X.
That's a great story. Thanks for the call. Charles Warrington, you're on the Fan. What's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. Just a thought, and I don't know if you can do this or not, but something crossed my mind. If he took the 123, could he then just not place a second bet with, say, 23 of it? And roll it into the last two legs.
Yes, you can definitely hedge your bets.
And win-win.
Yeah, so that's generally what you do. Now, there's some issues maybe on the same app with them allowing you because they know you're kind of gaming it a little bit. But generally, that's what you're taught to do. There's a math equation involved where you basically have to hedge your bets as best as possible. But you are still lowering the ceiling, so to speak,
right,
when you do that. But yeah, you could... When you say win-win, you could make sure that you're not losing badly. You're just losing a little
bit. So if you took the initial offer, say 127, and then went, just for the sake of argument, or actually it'd be 107, take 7 grand and put it on Panthers Thunder.
Correct.
Because that's not what you initially put, and that's more likely to win, and now you could win 1.5 times.
Part of the problem with that is you need someone to back your cash. I mean, to make that bet, in other words, you need that cash available.
Right.
So, like, if he was going to go put 10 grand on another app, does he have 10 grand sitting around? It doesn't sound like when he talked about this, he did.
He just did, yeah.
So, somebody, maybe they would have to front you the cash, and then you'd have to basically hand that cash over and go bet at a sports book or whatever. So, it is harder and more complicated, especially if you're 22 years old and don't just have tens of thousands of dollars sitting around. But fascinating to see how this plays out. We'll monitor it. We will track it for you, and I'm watching all the videos this kid puts out on social.
Hopefully there's a name besides Cash Out, bro. I just like to not say that.
Well, I came up with that. I mean, that's just, he's a bro.
Oh, he's not branding himself that?
No.
Oh,
no,
that
no.
makes you feel better then.
Yeah. I'm just telling him to cash out, and he's bro. In fact, I didn't come up with, my buddy that I do radio with on the weekends calls him Cash Out Bro.
Oh.
He's been following him for a week and told me all about it.
Take it back, Cash Out Bro. I thought he was referring to himself as such, and I go, that's pretty reprehensible.
No, this is just kind of
he's just a guy.
He's being referred to on the internet. He's just a dude.
I take it back.
His name is, Noah or Jack or something. But yeah, he's just posting videos. Some of his videos after losses, though, he's down bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, oh, you could tell the stress is starting to get to him. We got Clinton Portis of the Redskins at 5:30, one of the greats for the old iteration. And then John Keim joins us, the report from minicamp after Terry McLaurin was a no-show today at 6. You're listening to The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.